Sejam muito bem-vindos à edição especial do podcast do Instituto Miss Brasil no Fórum da Liberdade 2012. Agora eu converso com Alberto Mingardi, diretor-geral do Instituto Bruno Leone. Alberto Mingardi, seja muito bem-vindo. Welcome to the podcast of the Instituto Miss Brasil. I would like to ask you the first question is, is European Union a failing project?
Depends how you look at it. European Union is actually a very mixed bag. European Union meant, historically, an attempt to integrate Europe economically, but it also implies an attempt to a political integration of Europe. The second attempt to politically integrate Europe is something that national electorate do not really want. I mean, any time you try to ask voters, do you want a unified Europe? Do you want a unified European democracy? They say no, because voters are naturally conservative and they do not understand how you could have a single democratic scene in which you got people speaking so many different languages. But at the same time, as we said, Europe meant also an attempt to better integrate the continents with a custom union and with a monetary union. To me, the big problem of Europe today is that the European ruling class was never content, was never happy with the economic integration of Europe. They always considered the economic integration as a means to achieve a political integration. This is why the euro was considered a Trojan horse towards a political integration. The custom union was considered a step towards a political integration. And therefore, in front of the crisis, the European ruling class didn't face the crisis, but it considered the crisis as a means to achieve more and more politically integrated Europe.
Okay. What's the worst consequence of the welfare state in Europe?
The welfare state had many bad consequences, many unintended consequences of the welfare state are there. But I think that the most preoccupying, at least for me, consequence of the welfare state is the fact that it breeds welfare dependency. That the population of European welfare states are no longer considering, you know, the aid to the poor, basically something that belongs to a community. They don't consider helping, aiding those in the need as a moral need for themselves, but they think helping the poor is something that a centralized bureaucracy should do. Therefore, we have a society that in parts considered helping the poor the job of the state, and then on the other part, the one which is out, becomes increasingly dependent on state aid. And therefore, instead of big entrepreneurial, clever in finding way out of their economic situation, they live on government money. It's a very important side point. From my experience, and from what you see in big cities all over the world, the welfare state never really helps the poorest. Because the welfare state doesn't see people that didn't enroll for government help, that do not have time to go to a government hospital, that they do not have documents to apply to be eligible for government jobs. The poorest of the world are still in private hands. I mean, they depend on church aid, voluntary association, the charity of real human beings. So government, the welfare state, at the end of the day, becomes a device that was basically used to churn money to the advantage of a part of the middle class, and that turned that part of the middle class into dependency over the welfare state rather than on, you know, staying in the private economy and trying to develop and flourish in the private economy. And to me, this is really the worst consequence, of the welfare state and of the bureaucratic management of charity and helping to the poor that we have almost everywhere in in the development world.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.